This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one presidential election at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, elected by you, the people. By you, the people, we have a new president that will be replacing President Barack Hussein Obama come January 20th. Right now it is, of course, the day after. Everybody's kind of like hung over from not drinking, but clearly drinking from freedom, I guess you can say, because freedom's bells have been tolled and we've been listening. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Do you believe that prayers have been answered all around the world? And quite frankly, this is a worldwide event. The world is breathing a sigh of relief from the globalists. This is something that people just 2 or 3 months ago didn't even understand the term globalist. But now, all of a sudden, front and center, because of Donald Trump, they understand the threat to the United States of America. And clearly so. And by the way, in the next several months, we'll be making the case here on Agenda 21 Radio as to why we need to stop and continue the fight against the globalists. Because they are not done yet. The totalitarians, the globalists, the people that want to destroy the United States of America, who want to pull it apart, they're not going to lay down and say, well, just because Donald Trump was elected, we're going to go away. No, 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 no. We're going to keep the light focused on them. And with Donald J. Trump at the head of the United States of America, our Constitution being protected by Donald J. Trump, and guess what? He gets to pick the Supreme Court justices that are certainly have to replace Anton Scalia. But just think of that. We have been saved from the liberal elites who want to destroy this country and would do so by appointing incredibly liberal justices to the United States Supreme Court that would certainly doom the United States of America. That has been stopped. That has been stopped, ladies and gentlemen. We can rest comfortably. Let's see what that process looks like, though, after January 20th. We have a long ways to go, and I guess it's sort of a precautionary note. President Barack Hussein Obama is still the president until January 20th, in which we suspect there's going to be a smooth transition between now and then. At least that's what we would expect. And so far, given the events after last night, after Pennsylvania finally conceded, and it was Pennsylvania that pushed President Donald J. Trump to the fore last night, gave him the presidency, that President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton have behaved appropriately. Hillary Rodham Clinton last night did call and concede to Donald J. Trump. President Barack Hussein Obama did, in fact, call Donald J. Trump last night. Donald was actually speaking at the time when he did call, missed the first time, and then had to call him back. And they were very gracious on the phone. President Barack Hussein Obama invited Donald J. Trump to the White House within a couple of days, I guess. Just the excitement, the burnishment of standing next to a real winner in life probably gives a real thrill to President Barack Hussein Obama. But I digress. We're not going to go back there any longer with the malfeasance, the misdeeds, the lying, the cheating, the trying to destroy this country through immigration programs. We're not going to go back there with that. We're just going to stop it. And we're going to make sure that going forward after January 20th, it is stopped. So anyway, a lot of things going on, obviously, in a lot of people's minds. There's a lot of people that are upset and that are wounded. I did have a chance to talk to some of my very liberal buddies last night. I'd have to tell you that I have been getting constant streaming messages on my iPhone. I know this has got to cost some sort of money somewhere, but constant streaming messages of congratulations. A lot of people saying congratulations for the New Stream Media, which, of course, absolutely needs to be said. The New Stream Media stepped up, stood up, and now we have now we've taken America back. And, you know, the interesting thing about the New Stream Media, that the old stream media and the other news outlets out there, and I'm going to exclude Fox News because I do have to say that Fox News was stellar in their coverage last night. The other news agencies were left out in the cold. And the news stream media was stellar last night and has been all along. You the blogger out there, you the ones that are sitting there blogging on your blog sites, you the ones out there that are putting together your websites, that are getting on Blog Talk Radio and all these other different outlets out there that the news stream media affords itself. You are the ones who brought Donald J. Trump the presidency. No more did the mainstream media count. Finally, we've been standing up against the mainstream media, I have personally, since 1994. We've come a long ways. We've come a long ways. 1994, we were the alternative media on a program called The County Line, done in Orange County, California, and actually the show was done in the Nixon Library. Yeah, Yorba Linda, California, The County Line. It was the first show, the first documentary, the only hour-long documentary on the Orange County bankruptcy. We were the alternative media putting it out there to local origination TV shows, much to the chagrin of people in Orange County that were the banksters, the Piper Jaffreys of the world that were ripping off the Orange County taxpayers with that whole Clower and Piven strategy that was strategized by, guess who? William Jefferson Clinton. That was one of the very first Clower and Piven strategies exercised in California by William Jefferson Clinton at the time who was president. And now we've seen the ramifications of that in California, a completely Democratic, one-party, monoparty state. That's a totalitarian state headed by a totalitarian dictator, one Jerry Brown. We've seen the results of that. That strategy played out. William Jefferson's Clinton's strategy of Cloward and Piven, Francis Fox Piven and Richard Cloward, their strategy back in 1994 to turn Orange County into a bankrupt entity worked. And California has never been Republican since. The Republican Party is in complete disarray, as the results of last night show in California. Complete disarray. which is exactly what these totalitarians have been wanting for a long time. Now, we need to take it back, and we will be taking back our country. There is no doubt about it with Donald J. Trump, because, you see, Donald Trump understands the news stream media. He understands how to communicate with us more effectively than any president ever has. By the way, everybody was always faulting him for his Twitters that were going out, his tweets on Twitter. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? When you have command at your thumb, information that's going to go into the minds of 25 million people at one pop, do you think you're going to use Twitter? Apparently, the other side just didn't quite figure that one out. That's called New Stream Media. Donald Trump was all over it, and quite frankly, it's one of the main reasons why he was so successful in his bid to become president of the United States. By the way, president of the United States, he's never held political office. He's a multi-billionaire. He's accomplished something. And to my liberal friends out there who will throw at me even late last night, screaming on the phone in one instance, that this man has done nothing. Trump has done nothing. Trump is a nobody. Trump doesn't know what he's doing. He's never been a politician. He can't handle the politics of things. He's never accomplished anything. Do you believe that that's what the left is saying? I was stunned last night when I was hearing this. Donald Trump never accomplished anything? Let's check and see how thick or thin President Barack Hussein Obama's resume is. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Liberty Tour 5 returns. The Constitution. The Constitution of the United States.
Thank you very much. Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Complicated. Thank you very much. I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely. Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's time. I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans, and this is so important to me. For those who have chosen not to support me in the past, of which there were a few people, I'm reaching out to you for your guidance and your help so that we can work together and unify our great country. As I've said from the beginning, ours was not a campaign, but rather an incredible and great movement made up of millions of hardworking men and women who love their country and want a better, brighter future for themselves and for their family. It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs who want and expect our government to serve the people, and serve the people it will. Working together, we will begin the urgent task of rebuilding our nation and renewing the American dream. I've spent my entire life in business looking at the untapped potential in projects and in people all over the world. That is now what I want to do for our country. Tremendous potential. I've gotten to know our country so well. Tremendous potential. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Every single American will have the opportunity to realize his or her fullest potential. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. We are going to fix our inner cities and rebuild our highways, bridges, tunnels, airports, schools, hospitals. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure, which will become, by the way, second to none. And we will put millions of our people to work as we rebuild it. We will also finally take care of our great veterans. We've been so loyal, and I've gotten to know so many over this 18-month journey. The time I've spent with them during this campaign has been among my greatest honors. Our veterans are incredible people. We will embark upon a project of national growth and renewal. I will harness the creative talents of our people, and we will call upon the best and brightest to leverage their tremendous talent for the benefit of all. It's going to happen.
Well, that was last night, or actually early this morning, probably around midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the Pacific time, 3:30. on the East Coast, Donald J. Trump accepting the congratulations of Hillary Rodham Clinton last night. And during that speech, President Barack Hussein Obama called him, but he was up on stage giving a speech. So now my understanding is that Donald J. Trump called the president back after the speech, and it was a gracious phone call on both ends. That's a good start. And, of course, what we're hearing from Donald Trump, and you'll hear it from this radio show, is it's time to put things back together again. Humpty Dumpty did fall off the wall, and we can put him back together again, and we will. Now, moving forward, though, there's a lot of things that have been happening out there. This is a sea change, by the way, if you haven't figured it out. It is a sea change politically around the world. The shot, like Lexington, has been fired. We will no longer tolerate globalism in this country. It's over for the globalist here. Jerry Brown, are you listening? You will fail in your attempt to break away California as a separate nation, which is what you're trying to do right now. You and George Soros teaming up to destroy California. There will be a new state, the 51st state, called Jefferson in the United States of America. That will happen. The globalist will be shuddering at that fact that we are forming a new state with sovereignty. Because, you see, it's all about sovereignty with Donald J. Trump. It's all about sovereignty for our nation. By the way, the southern border will be shut down. Border Patrol agents will be doing their jobs on the border, not 50 miles inland from the border. All of those terrorists that are coming in, the young children that have been mind-warped into turning into killers because of MS-13, that will stop. That does not mean that we do not have challenges between now and the 20th. We do. We all have challenges, and this whole immigration flood will stop, which, by the way, has been unlawful. It's been Judge Hannon and the Fifth Circuit has said that this program needs to stop, and, of course, it has not stopped with this president. Now, those of you that are out there in some of these small communities, listen to Agenda 21 Radio. One of the things your elected officials must do in order to stop the flood of illegal immigrants that are coming in is to sit down and say, wait a minute, we have got to articulate with the federal government. In fact, the government has a duty and responsibility to articulate to you if they ever want to do any kind of federal program in your community. And they have not done that. A lot of places like Fargo, North Dakota, and other places where immigrants are just flooding in, there has been no communication with the federal government to the local governments at all. They just do it. That's illegal for the federal government to do that. That is absolutely illegal, and you must declare it illegal, and you must get back to the federal government and say, stop immediately, cease and desist. The states can do that. The cities can do that. Any elected sworn official can do that. They can declare what's known as coordination. There is a law that's very, very clear that was written in the 60s because they understood that the federal government could impose itself on a local jurisdiction, which is illegal and in violation of the Constitution, 10th Amendment. Thank you very much. And they brought in this coordination clause that any elected official can actually declare coordination with the federal government and say, stop, cease and desist. This is the law. We want coordination to take place, which means that the federal government has to sit down. Any entity in the federal government that wants to impose its will on a local authority has to sit down with the local authority to do it. So those of you that are out there concerned about these illegal immigrants flooding your town in a Cloward and Piven strategy, declare coordination. That will stop. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Liberty Tour 5 returns. The Constitution of the United States.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Great day in this nation's history. November 9th, 2016. Great day in United States history. Donald J. Trump has been elected president. And I know that there's a lot of people that might feel the bitterness of not having a first woman to be president. You had a first woman. The first woman to run for the presidency was Hillary Rodham Clinton. That will go down in the history books. There's a lot of things that are going to have to be cleaned up. We know that, and we're ready to roll up our sleeves and get to it. And all of us in the alternative media, we are here to stand by our Constitution, our president, and the people. That's just it's so exciting, I can't tell you. And I've been getting congratulations for everybody here on Agenda 21 Radio. The emails have lit up, the the tweets. Listen, guys, this is going to cost me a lot of money, I think, in data charges with my provider out there, so I'm a little bit cautious about looking at my phone. It's just streaming, and it has been streaming since about midnight of last night, California time. But anyway, we were watching and very vigilant. I was on several radio shows yesterday talking about what's going to happen, what potentially could happen, where the electorate is going to go. I did not waver in my support of Donald J. Trump, but guess what? My sign out in front of my house is still there. Which is amazing. Only sign on the block, I might add. So, all I can care about right now is the fact that we're all pretty happy right now because we have Donald J. Trump that has been elected, and we know that we have a quality person there, a person who's experienced, a person, as I was lamenting in the last segment, one of my liberal friends, I had several of my liberal friends call me, and, you know, they were contrite for the most part. One was a little bit ballistic. In terms of saying, Donald Trump, what has he done? He's done nothing. I'm like, what? I mean, this, and again, the liberal mind, he has done nothing, according to this individual who's quite liberal. And I'm like going, well, tell me, I could not get out of him. I kept saying to him, what about President Barack Hussein? What has he accomplished? Can you tell me what he's accomplished? What did he accomplish before he became president? What was he doing? What did he do? Tell me how thick his resume really truly is. Very thin resume. Well, he was elected state senator. To what? And for what for? What happened? Tell me about that. Explain. What did he do? Did he introduce any legislation? Nothing. You know, this is the point that is so strange to me that I don't understand. When somebody comes knocking at the door and wants to do work for you, they want to do the job for you, aren't you going to check into their background? Or are they just going to make you feel good because they're a certain skin color? If you're basing the election of President Barack Hussein Obama on his skin color, that's called racism, baby. That's what that is. You're a racist to be looking at his skin color and saying, I want him for his skin color. That's just like me saying I want Donald Trump because he's white. That's just not the way it is. Donald Trump can be purple with pink polka dots all over the place. But as long as he's qualified, as long as he's got a thick resume, as long as he understands how to put people together, as long as he can work across the divide that exists between Republicans and Democrats. By the way, there is no Democratic Party as far as I'm concerned at this point. It is a totalitarian globalist party is what it is. Now, the Democratic Party is in disarray right now, as it should be. It needs to rebuild itself and come back to us as loyal American Democrats. Not what we've seen over the last 8 years with the Communist Party USA helping to run everything in the Senate for the Democrats and also in the House. Now, a little side note, Harry Reid's gone. He's done. Got a new person replacing Harry Reid. We're going to talk about the politics of this later, a little bit later on the show. And as the week goes on, we got several more days here to run through everything that's happened, because this is a earth-shaking development with Donald Trump becoming the president of the United States. The people are free now. We are unshackled. And that's going to become more and more evident, except for California. And I worry about California. Now, I know we're going to break away. There's going to be another state called Jefferson that's going to take care of the top one-third. And by the way, extremely conservative, I might add. That will happen, Jerry Brown. You might not like it. It's going to happen. When you have the number of people that are pushing for this, it's going to happen. It's the people's will. It will be done. Now, whether or not California is going to follow the George Soros rule of thumb and actually want to secede from California, that's another issue. And there is a movement afoot of that, and we'll be reporting on that movement afoot to secede California from the nation. In other words, we're a perfect union at 50. We would become 49, and California would just sink off into the Pacific Ocean, I guess. That's not the way it's going to be. California will not leave the Union. There will be a new state called Jefferson that will be the 51st state, like it or not. All right, let's kind of go around the horn here a little bit. We've got Drudge up here. I want to go through some of the stories that are appearing on Drudge right now, because you can well imagine that the stories on Drudge are just absolutely incredible, especially with this titanic win by Donald J. Trump. And, the first thing is you take a look at Drudge, and he's got a picture. There's a picture of him stand with Donald Trump on stage with a background of a crowd and the American flag. He's got his arms out extended, and underneath it, it says, "Let the people rule." I think that's very, very appropriate. But what's been going on in terms of other activities and so on? What are people saying? First of all, Trump, this is the headlines that's coming off the left-hand side. Trump wins an historic uprising. Americans register anger. They're defining, or their desire for change is what it's saying. Republicans keep the House. Republicans keep the Senate, if you have not heard. It says Republicans make gains in governor's states. And Trump's joy is Obama's, well, pain. That's one of the. So there's many, many headlines here. And some of the ones we're going to be getting into a little bit later. I think in the next hour we're going to be talking about California and some of the initiatives that have gone on there. The movement for the legalization of recreational marijuana gained California. Did, in fact, pass Prop 64. California also passed by a large margin Prop 63, which is restrictive gun regulations, which I think has been honchoed by some very, very extreme entities out there. We're going to see about getting that one overturned in the courts. I think that's the direction. At least we're going to put pressure on people big time in California. The gun lobbies that are supposed to have been protecting us from this, you're being called out. I want to let you know right now. How loyal have you been to the gun owners in America, in California, the California state gun lobby, by the way? Or did you sell out? I've been hearing that some of these people have sold out for money from Soros. Soros has got money all over California. George Soros helped to destroy a Tea Party, a big one here in Northern California. And his money is still going around. We know that. We know what's going on. And they're putting the pressure on because they want California. California is their target next. And we're not going to give up California. This is going to be the more perfect union with a 51st state started. It's all about sovereignty. So Soros, you're on notice. We're going to find out and get to the bottom of what happened with Prop 63. Who supported, who did not, and what about these faulted lobbying efforts to prevent Prop 63 and the restrictions from Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, is not a real bright light bulb at all. So it's all kind of a strange thing going on. You see, the Chinese are insisting that California be disarmed. Hello? Who do you think has been buying up all the land in California with the help of Dianne Feinstein's husband? China. And why do they want California land? For farming reasons. Why do you think there has been a man-made anthropogenic drought in California? That's been their design. That's what they've been working on. There's no need for a drought in California. And you talk about weather modification? Boy, are we going to hit a bingo with that one. Yeah, geoengineeringwatch.org. Check it out. Dane Wigington. Put two and two together. Connect dots, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're going to do on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Liberty Tour 5 returns. The Constitution. The Constitution of the United States.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the books. We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here at Agenda 21 Radio, and bingo, all of a sudden, things start to rock and roll as we start to examine some of the content that is in and around Anthony Weiner's computer that's been now in the hands of the feds and reprompted or created another investigation that came out on Friday by James Comey announcing that there's going to be a further investigation in Hillary Rodham Clinton and emails and so on. Okay, but Chris, one of the things that came up was Ukraine, and this is a story that's still yet to be told entirely. But Yanukovych was, I believe, the prime minister of Ukraine at the time, and he was very popular, and he's Russian-backed. And this 2009-2010 is when he was put in place by the Ukrainian people. But then, lo and behold, John Brennan gets a hold of, becomes CIA director, and again, he's a converted Muslim. John Brennan, CIA director, starts to work with the opposition, who are Germanic and who are associated with, in Ukraine, with the Nazi Party. And he's working with them to overthrow Yanukovych. There is a rebellion, and Yanukovych is replaced by this new Nazi government. And that's a significant problem for Vladimir Putin, because Vladimir Putin does not want anywhere near or closely related to Moscow anything to do with the Nazis, and these guys are basically flamed up as Nazis. The problem is that not too far from Ukraine sits a little place called Kursk. And, Chris, that's a significant factor for Vladimir Putin and his calculation of what's going on in Ukraine. You want to explain that?
Well, people do not understand that the easiest way to take over the Soviet Union, and normally the direct invasion route, is through Ukraine and come up in the belly of Russia. And it's 320 miles from the border of Ukraine to downtown Moscow. And it's flat land. There's not swamps and such like that. So you can drive tanks there quite quickly, you know, maybe 3 days in World War II, if they didn't have any opposition. But in modern days, you know, you could probably go 200 plus miles a day in tanks. So this is the real belly of Russia. And Hitler only had two headquarters. He had one on the in his mountain fortress,
and Burgess the other Garden. One was
yes, and the other one was actually in the Ukraine. So he actually had a headquarters in the Ukraine. And in 1943, the Battle of Kursk was the last major offensive by the Germans on the Eastern Front, and you know they were outnumbered 3-1, but that was nothing for the Germans. You know, they just tore everything up. The Russian tanks were sort of made out of tin, and their dive bombers could blow them up. And these were Russian Tiger tanks, you know, the kind you see in the Battle of the Bulge.
Right.
But this was 2,500 of them. And, you know, 30,000 artillery pieces. You know, we're talking about a battle of 1.7 million Russians versus about 400 and some thousand Germans, 400,000 or 500,000 Germans, 700,000 with support troops. And, you know, the Germans really won the first battle, which was the Operation Siddle. And the second battle of Kursk, you know, the Russians couldn't beat the Tiger tanks. So they'd take two or three Russian tanks and they'd crash into them. And while they sort of were blocking the German tank, people jump out, pour gasoline on the tank, and burn the Germans alive. That's the only way they could beat them. They couldn't beat them with a gun. They couldn't, you know, they had lighter armor. It was, you know, the Russians lost 3 to 4 times the number of troops. And for the Germans, their losses were about, I believe, about 300,000 total in killed or missing in action. You know, so this was the disaster for the Russian army.
But how many men died? How many Russians died though in this whole process?
It's believed somewhere around 600,000-700,000.
That's just an enormous number.
Pardon?
That's an enormous number.
Well, yes. I mean, about 250,000 maybe Germans died. Some of those were captured, and you know, and they didn't make it to capture camp. but it, you know, at least 700,000 Russians, and some people say because the Russians kept it down, it's probably closer to 1.2 million. So, you know, on paper, the Germans slaughtered 5 or 6 to 1. You know, in the real world, losing 250,000, 300,000, you know, dead will destroy any army.
Well, you know, the other part of it, too, is that there was a great deal of collusion, if you will, by Hillary Rodham Clinton and the State Department in the presidential election where you had Medvedev and Vladimir Putin. And Putin was really ticked off at the United States at the time because Hillary Rodham Clinton was supporting Medvedev in 2011.
Right. Well, I mean, these things are, you know, these, you know, in America, we talk about the founders, you know, 240 years ago. I mean, Russia is it's been a continuous country since 900 AD, and it has, you know, roots going back 1500 years. You know, you go to Syria, it's 15,000 years.
Right.
You go to Ukraine, it's probably somewhere around 10,000 years. I mean, this is nothing new. You know, constant fighting and trouble is
right.
Nothing new to these places.
Yeah.
These are borderlands between great empires.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, a21r.com. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots presents Nate Black, Sutter County Auditor and Controller, Monday, November 7th, the day before the election, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California. Everyone is welcome, no membership is required, and no charge for entry. The Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots is proud to present Nate Black. The November 2016 election cycle may be the most important election in our history, and the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots has been playing a major role over the past 5 months to inform the voters of all candidates, propositions, and initiatives that will appear on the November 2016 ballot. It is the day before the election, and Nate will share a few observations concerning candidates and issues of interest to the citizens of Sutter County, Yuba County, and Butte County. All questions from the audience will be entertained. Nothing is left off the table. Nate Black, Sutter County Auditor of Control, November 7th, 2016, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road, Yuba City. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, be there.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here in the Agenda 21 Radio for the final segment, short segment. Chris, we got about 40 seconds here to wrap this up. So give us what you got here to finalize.
Well, I think it's hilarious as we're sitting here talking about Wiener and the sex clinic. It's now the top story on Drudge. But what's really happening here, Paul, is a waterfall. This isn't just about, you know, the information that came out Friday. You're now going to get WikiLeaks and everybody else piling on. It turns out that the Justice Department official who was supposed to be in charge of the email investigation, turns out to have had a wife who ran for office, and he met with Podesta a day after the email investigation broke. I mean, all of this is just going to be a disaster for not only Hillary Clinton, But the Democratic Party is in free fall.
Yeah. And, of course, then you have, you know, the whole thing with Brazil, Donna Brazil going on and all that scandal. I mean, it's just a never-ending wealth of, I guess you would say, instability for the Democratic Party at this point.
The dam broke, Paul.
The dam is broken, right? They all 10 fingers couldn't hold back that water. So anyway, Chris, tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Always catch me on Breitbart. Breitbart, California is my home channel, and I'm putting up two articles today.
Awesome. And the articles will be related to this, what we've been talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. So go to Breitbart.com, and we can get a hold of Chris by visiting our website at agenda21radio.news or a2121r.com. I get that. Got to get that whole thing straight. Anyway, thanks, Chris, for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Always fun.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America. Stay strong, especially now. I mean, there's so much going on. You know, I guess at one point I was talking to one of our sources today, and I said, well, what do you think of all this? And he says, well, it's time to break out the popcorn and the soda. We're exceptional Americans, ladies and gentlemen.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, we don't know how lucky we are. And the Cuban stopped and said, how lucky you are. I had some place to escape to. And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.